All right,
here we go. What's today? Today is
July 20th.
July the 20th.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to Full Circle in the Black with your host Ryan, aka Sage, aka I ain't gonna tell you shit, aka the Black Tyler Durden, with my co-host with the most. He ain't no joke, Snap City Phil.
What's happening?
Let these people know what's going on with you, and just let them know what you about, yo.
Hey, man. I'm just here assisting my big homie. I call him Power. You'll understand that later. But, you know, we just the yin and the yang of everyday topics as far as business, sports, investing. You know, we may drift off far something deeper than that every now and then, but you know, we just mainly, you know, the yin and the yang. It may be some topics he can speak on better than me, and
vice versa.
Yes, you know? Sir. But at the end of the day, we're gonna bring it full circle to both parties. The yin and yang get a full understanding.
Yes. So I did the first intro. Of course, you wasn't here, but just letting people know, like, the array of topics we're going to touch on. And some topics going to be serious, but we're going to throw a dash of humor. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And this, like I say, I guess you want to call this a second test run for both of us. Mm-hmm. We're trying to iron out how we're going to do this, because it's like we have conversations about things in private, and we feel like people need to hear the stuff we talk about. And just voicing our opinions. We don't know everything, but
that's a fact.
We putting it out there so just to give people something to consider outside of the norm of what you hear every day.
Yes.
Not
to cut you.
Go ahead, man. You know I get to talking.
It's having those conversations openly, just to open the doors to people's ears.
And, yeah.
Feel me? Seeing what your frame of thought will be on certain topics. Because like my man say, we don't know everything. We not here to portray like we know everything. And I feel like that's what's going to make this podcast hold more weight, is because everyone's learning at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We just having conversation. Like right. I say, that's going to open the doors to your ears.
Well, and to add some ingredients to that, like, and it's hard because out here now, to sit down and to be able to do this, like, you gotta allocate time towards something. I'm gonna say for the record, if I say a quote that's dope and I feel like it's dope, I'm gonna tell you who I got it from. Mm-hmm. And one of the first things I'm gonna say is, you want me to tell you the truth or you want me to be honest? I got the first person I heard say that was Doggy Diamonds. Mm-hmm. Doggy Diamonds TV.
Shout out to Doggy Diamonds.
Shout out to him. And that's some dope shit. You want me to tell you the truth or you want me to be honest? But one of the things that Gary Vee say is to document. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people, like, whatever you want to do, you want to do podcasting, vlogging, you want to get on Pornhub, just do this shit.
And
I have the biggest problem with this. You know what I'm saying? It's the fear of trying to perfect everything and just fucking do it and fuck up while you doing it.
I feel like I can speak on that.
Go ahead.
In a major way, especially being an artist and creating music. You're always trying to perfect what you're writing. But in the stage of creating, one thing you gotta know, shit ain't gonna be perfect.
No.
Especially to you. So with that being said, just like bro said, whatever it may be that you're trying to do, it's about taking that first step.
Yeah.
Slapping that right leg in front of your left leg. You know what I'm saying?
And like I said, it's finding the time to do this in between what we do, because we regular working dudes with 9-to-5 jobs, trying to get out of the rat race like everybody else.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? I would never shit on anyone that has a 9-to-5, but we are of a different generation. You're not going to tell us to go sit down and work 30 years, 40, 50, 60 years, and barely be able to make it to the toilet before you die.
Facts.
And when you retire, you got to go watch. And you know what I'm saying? Most people I know who retire, they turn around and get another job. And I'm like, you're not retired if you're still working. But anyway, we're just trying to make sense of the bullshit and give y'all something to say, okay, well, damn, I never considered that. And sometimes we're going to go against the status quo. Just to ask, that beg the question,
because
most people don't look at it from the other person's perspective.
That's so true. That's
they,
so true.
They don't do that. So
I feel like those questions do lay on people's mind.
Yeah.
It's just that they, motherfuckers afraid to speak on certain shit because a certain person may have a certain position, or you may just automatically throw it in the spiritual realm just because a person having a certain conversation about something. And everything ain't spiritual. You get what I'm saying?
Everything ain't deep.
Everything ain't deep.
Some shit, it's a lot of surface people out here that's just surface.
Mm-hmm.
It's just surface.
That's
my
it.
Thing is, if you can't bring it full circle to where a 5-year-old can understand it.
Exactly.
You, like, we in the age where shit, I mean, people like, oh, look at the music, it's so dumbed down. A lot of people shit on the music, and I see why. But if you look at it from a different aspect, it gotta be dumbed down.
Yeah.
To a certain extent. Because if your 5-year-old or your 2-year-old singing that shit, if they could grasp it, then it's powerful.
It's powerful.
It can't be so nothing. Deep. You can't explain it to them. It's not worth, you know.
True.
You're like, I have to pontificate on
that's true.
The quadratic equation, equation of what you're saying. Shut the fuck up with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That miracle lyrical bullshit.
And that, shit. And that miracle lyrical shit too.
Yeah.
That shit. And with that, people automatically putting something in a spiritual category.
Yeah.
That shit, I feel like, is deleting your common sense aspect.
Ooh. I see. You, okay.
Nah, for real, because a lot of people, some shit, that's really all it is. It's usually your common sense. And I feel like that's what this podcast is going to play a part into. It's like asking those questions that's really common sense questions. But certain people may answer it in a spiritual way.
In a spiritual way.
You get what I'm saying? So
now, we don't want to, well, I don't want to make it like spirituality or spiritual practices don't have their place. Because it definitely does. But I feel like it's a handful of people who could really tap into that.
Mm-hmm.
One, understand it. Two, and be able to apply it to their life. Three, and four, you can see what they apply to their life manifesting into the physical.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, anybody kicking that spiritual shit, you're supposed to be able to see it reflected in their life. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not going, you know, Michael rolled the boat ashore my ass all day in church. And then, you know what I'm saying? I'm still sitting up here giving collections, and it just don't happen. Like, you're not going to do that. I need to see something tangible eventually, because this is a physical 3D world we're living in with a backdrop of spirituality or spiritualism or the etheric realm.
Like,
not getting too deep.
Nah, that's real shit. That's
what it is. So
yeah, and like I say, don't try to hit me with the after school special.
Yeah.
Nah. My the doors to my ears is always open, and I'm a person, I'm a question everything.
You know what I'm saying?
Not saying I'm a disagree every time, but I'm gonna ask certain questions that I feel are common sense questions. But like I said, this podcast is basically providing information and also asking questions and having conversations that needs to be had.
Right.
Because a lot of people don't have these conversations. Like, honestly.
And I'm trying to remember what I had said. Like, I feel like it's a gap in, because all the information we get as far as mass information is controlled by a handful of people. And I feel like a lot of people who are in that space, more so financially, certain shit they not gonna say. Certain conversations are had behind closed doors. And that might be for a reason, because we're not in that space yet.
Yeah.
But certain shit, you gotta just tell people, hey, like, bro, look. And I think this podcast is also needed just for us to analyze things and be like, yo, that shit ain't what they saying it is, bro. Let's break this shit down.
Facts.
Because I feel like it's a lot of gatekeepers out here that don't want certain shit to get out. And it's a lot of people who going along to get along because they either sign the contract to silence themselves, or they trying to be a part of the establishment and they got too much to lose. So they say, man, I ain't finna give up this shit, you know, to tell people the truth and all that shit. But again, you gotta ask, if you was in their situation, what would you do?
I was just gonna say that. It's a lie.
Can you hate on these niggas for not coming out and saying certain shit?
And it's a lot of, I feel like when you get in a certain tax bracket,
yeah,
you turn a blind eye to a lot of shit to stay in that tax bracket.
Not only that, I'm gonna add some ingredients to that. Not only you, when you standing next to somebody who's in a certain tax bracket, you feel a level of entitlement to act as if you got the bread. So you start turning a blind eye to fuck shit just to stand close to the luster of success. Everybody, all powerful men want to stand next to beautiful women and vice versa. We're going to do a show about hypergamy. If you don't know what that is, look that shit up.
I feel like we have to have one episode about the semen retention. That's a must.
I was just telling Phil before we got on air, like, yo, we got to do, because we figuring this shit out. And we going, basically doing this shit based on what we see other people do when we trying to perfect it. Because we pre-production and he got his notepad here. We got, you know, we got flight. And just having a conversation in pre-production of what we're going to talk about, because it's a lot of shit. And what we're, through our time, we're going to come with a topic, try to stay on topic, and, you know, try to let the shit flow as best we can to give y'all something, just something to think about.
And at the end of the day, we just having conversation. And on top of that, we human. So our conversations may drift off somewhere else, but that's why this is the Full Circle Podcast, because it's always going to revert back to that major topic. So, I mean, don't butcher us. I know how the internet world works.
Yeah.
But all I say is just keep your ears open.
And speaking on the internet, another reason for me why I feel like I need to do this is because people have such a short attention span, and they have such short, even they have a short attention span and even shorter memory, because a lot of shit happens throughout this, that's happening throughout this life. It go by so fast. Be like, damn, 10 years, like 10 years, like, watch this. Trump our president now, right?
Yeah.
What happened prior to that? The last 10 years Obama was in there, a black president, and gay marriage was legalized within 10 years. That's a huge turn of events that can happen that changes the landscape of what we got to deal with within this specific part of the world that happens to be America, or North America, or they say, oh, the Americas. So
to peep it, not to cut you off, also too, last 10 years, I feel like also people forgot that that last leg of those 10 years, that police killing niggas trend was at an all-time high. So I feel like a lot of people forgot about that aspect too. Yeah. And if you see it reverting now, it's a lot of the trend now is a lot of black males are being released or incarcerated for some shit that they didn't do. Like, that's the trend right now. I don't know if people noticing that.
Cause I didn't even peep that one.
Peep that. It was a dude, I don't want to go too deep on it.
Go ahead.
But it was a dude that I seen, I want to say a couple days ago, he was just released from jail from doing 41 years.
Oh yeah, you told me about that.
Some shit he didn't do. Now you piggyback that with the, what they call it, the Central Park Five.
Right.
Like,
yeah, okay, now you see
what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's, yeah.
I feel like that's another trend going on.
They putting that out there. That's a good catch.
Even topics like that, like, I feel like those are conversations that needed to be had, because just like my co-host say, it could be another 10 years go by and we forget all about that.
Yeah.
So,
and like I say, the attention spans are short, and the memory spans are even shorter. So that plays to the point of us having to document shit so we can say, do you remember when this happened? Nah, I remember that shit. You got a podcast to point to. Remember we talked about woo. And like I say, we doing this, the first official, I guess you want to say the first one, but it's like a test run. We got to tag certain shit.
Thanks.
So when people want to look for certain things that we talk about, we'll tag strong points in what we talk about. Hey man, remember we was talking about people getting locked up, or talking about race.
Or talking about hypergamy and shit like that.
Hypergamy, semen retention, homelessness. I was telling you about the homeless lady that I met.
Oh, that's another good
topic. You know what I'm saying? Like different shit, like personal shit that we go through in our lives, like not, I mean, the basic everyday shit we deal with, like at the job we work at, because we do MOT. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to say the company we work for as of yet, but it's an MOT company. You don't know what that is? Maintenance of traffic. We do safety zones for FPNL and AT&T. And just the basic bullshit of, you know, breakdown of communication, people flogging, and it's really a game of keeping people out your game room. And I learned that from you, sir.
That's true.
Out your game room.
Because once they get that access, it's like they can dictate your moves, and they can dictate how they control your emotions.
Exactly.
And, bro, everyday working niggas, I feel like, and I don't want to use that word too much, but everyday working.
Use that word. You got to keep it 100. That's how we talk. God damn it.
Everyday working niggas, I feel like, go through the same job politics. Mm-hmm. You got your ass kissers, mm-hmm. you got your backstabbers, mm-hmm. and you got your motherfuckers that hold a position that's really trying to take advantage of that position. So,
that's true.
You feel me? We no different than y'all. We go through the same
shit.
Job politics bullshit. But at the end of the day, all us, me and my co-host, we got the same common goal to get the fuck up out of
here.
That job shit is for the burgers.
I'm saying, somebody got to flip the burgers.
Exactly.
Somebody got to mow the lawn.
Like, well, I take that back. For me, that working shit is for the burgers.
Yeah.
It's for the burgers.
But I don't shit on it, because when I pull up in somebody's restaurant, somebody got to cook my food.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to wash my car. I don't have one. I'm just saying.
Right.
Hypothetically. Somebody got to massage my feet.
Some people are comfortable with that role. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Because there's some people that's out here that's naturally born hard workers. Like, they ain't no master hustlers. They ain't no creatives or nothing like that. They just know they can master hard work.
Right.
Like, hard work is something they do.
And I want to give a shout out to Coach Red Pill, the dude who give a lot of advice to dudes. Like, I think he's in his 50s now. He say a lot of shit that resonate with me. You might not like some of the shit he say, but one thing he said on one of his shows, I can't remember what it was. He's like, man, if you think you hot shit, you think you smarter than the average bear, get your ass up there and get this money. Mm-hmm. Get your ass up, get this money to where you making low six figure a year, seven figure a year. See, with that type of money, and we not going to be, like, hold on, I gotta say this too. Don't think when you hear me talk about money all the time that I'm so stuck on the materialistic shit. But let's not get this shit twisted. We live in a capitalistic fucking society. What DJ Vlad said, in a capitalistic society, there is no such thing as the middle class. You bullshitting if you ain't trying to get this money. You heard?
Can I bring it back for
go
a
ahead,
second?
Man.
That plays a fine line into, like we was just saying, everything ain't spiritual.
It's not.
Because people automatically think majority of motherfuckers with a lot of money is playing a dirty, evil game or practice some evil shit. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Not to say that they ain't playing a dirty game, because in this game here, if you ain't playing dirty, you ain't winning. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And don't just ask something like that. Nobody ever got anywhere walking in a straight fucking line. And in my short life, what I noticed is to get to them higher levels, like you say, a certain tax bracket, you're going to have to step on somebody. I'm going to say this one thing, and I'm going to dedicate an episode to this thing. The homeless lady I told you I was talking to,
Yeah. She
didn't believe that I was going to help her the way I helped her.
Gotcha.
But I said, you know what? I know I'm going to have to step on a couple people to get what I want. But for every person that I step on, I'm going to help 10 people.
I like that.
Every person that I step, I'm not going to fuck you over intentionally. Like, but if I have to step on you, just know it wasn't like, unless you're being an asshole, and I'm like, okay, yeah, this you got it coming to you. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to help at least 10 people for every one person I step over. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say step over.
And that's just a part of the game. Like, shit, you look at Monopoly. You get what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you trying to leave with the most bread in your pocket.
Yeah, you trying to get the most rental property.
Exactly.
Then anybody land on your shit.
You gonna have to step on somebody, you feel me, somebody neck. Yeah. Whether that be you buying their ass out. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? That's just a part of the game. Yeah. And me growing as a man, that's what I'm starting to understand and having these conversations. With you, that's what I'm really starting to understand. Like, when they say you're gonna have to step on some toes or step on some niggas' neck, it's not in the sense of you were just a grimy ass nigga. It's just you playing the game how it's supposed to be played.
Perfect segue. We're gonna make a show about this. You know who I'm gonna say?
What's that?
Jay-Z.
Oh man,
Jay-Z screwed a lot of people over, allegedly, to get in that space. Mm-hmm. Allegedly. So let me, you know what? Let me not put it on him. Anybody worth $100 million
plus
or more, hold up. Anybody worth $100 million or more, you ain't walking straight line. There's pastors out here that have 50,000 member congregations every Sunday. And if they get a quarter of that, that's 25 bands. And if they get half of the 50,000 congregation come in and everybody give $1, that's 25 bands every Sunday. Every Sunday they getting that. So don't tell me these people that just, oh yeah, praise Jesus. Nah, you doing something.
And that plays the role into what, just like you say, for every one person you step on, you helping 10. Piggyback to, that's why motherfuckers gonna always be giving to charities. Gonna always be doing a line of good work out here, because you just stepped on about two or three niggas to get that extra two or three million.
Full circle.
You get what I'm saying?
You're not don't want to cut you. And you're not doing the charity work for the sake of charity. You're doing charity work for a tax write-off. Not hating on that. You're not hating on that.
I tried to keep the silver lining in it, man. It's true.
Listen here. Now, I'm not saying there's not people out here to do philanthropic work, because I want to do that. Because what I witnessed the other night, which was last night, was just being out there and, you know what I'm saying? Because we're located in Miami, in case you didn't know. We are in Miami. Where I was working at, downtown, you can go down there, downtown, anywhere downtown, you're going to see a lot of homeless people out there. You're going to see that shit. And what I witnessed just being out there, it moved me, yo, because I learned a valuable lesson seeing what was out there. And one of the things I learned is there's still good people out here in the world. Still good people. And a lot of the good works is done in the dead of night. People pulling up, just giving food away. Good food. So people who don't have. But I don't want to get too deep into that, because I want to, you know what I'm saying? So
I'm thinking about it too in a nutshell too. Even like the, I don't know if many of our listeners ever visit, really got to experience Miami. Both sides, because there is two sides to Miami. Don't get that twisted.
Yeah.
But as far as the downtown area, I'm not sure, but a lot of our listeners got to experience the downtown area. But one thing you will see visiting downtown, you will see nice high rises, nice scenery, and a bunch of homeless motherfuckers. Yeah. So I say that to say, those motherfuckers that's in them nice high rises, that's experiencing them nice sceneries, had to step on motherfuckers' neck like them homeless people to get where the fuck they at.
Get where the fuck they at.
So, that's...
To get in those ivory towers where they can look down on people and say, those fucking undesirables. Because that's what we're called in certain circles, the undesirables. And there's a lot of undesirables walking around here. And don't think... See, I don't want to make this a black thing, but if you're white and you're listening to this, that's another thing. I'm not going to say nothing or speak on race that's going to ostracize people who happen to be white that listen to this show. Because I know to get where I'm going, I'm going to have to befriend some people that happen to be white that's going to fuck with what I stand for, period. Because I went through the whole pro-black stuff, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we got to be realistic. There are very few people that are gatekeepers that happen to look like me. And I would keep it 100. If I could just deal with people who look like me and get to that level, I would. But I know I can't do that.
That's a fairy tale.
Nobody does that.
Fairy tale, my man.
I don't have that luxury of turning a blind eye and only, you know what I'm saying? I don't have that luxury because I don't have the complexion for the protection of the collection. I don't have that. And that's cool. And you'll never hear me get up here and complain, oh, I'm black and it's just rough. It's fucked up out here for everybody.
Facts. What Jay say? Only spot a few blacks the higher I go.
The higher I go. And he said some real shit. But don't get it twisted. I'm going to say some stuff that twos and fews might not like, but I'm going to tell the truth. You want me to be honest? You want me to tell you the truth? But what I also don't want to do is ostracize a specific demographic of people who might hear me talk. Because you might be down for the cause to be like, hey, yo, say, check this out, bro. We fuck with you. There go a couple hundred grand to go do things. Cause I have different endeavors, and I know Snap City has different endeavors he wanna do. Like, I wanna be a voice actor. And one of the stamps I wanna leave on this world is being in a kids movie to throw my voice. And, you know, I feel like that will immortalize me forever, cause I do wanna have children in the future, in the very near future, where my business practices start to take off. We'll talk about that later, but it's a lot of different things. Like music, for example, I want to get back into that. Snap City Phil right here is a very dope rap. And I don't say that just because this my dog.
Appreciate
I could take how I feel about him and how we chop it up out and say, hey, play me his song, and I'll listen to it and say, yo, he's dope. I got another homeboy. His name Me. He's an author. He write hood. When you want to say hood novels, Demetrius Meaty Walker. And I sat there with him, and he, as he wrote every chapter, he sent it to me, and we politicked on the book, and he put the shit out, and everybody who read the shit, and I told them a bunch of shit. And I said, Me, they're going to come back to you and say, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
And they came back to him and said, damn, this motherfucker was the first person who wrote in first and third person at the same time. Nobody's done that. And quiet is kept.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who read the shit came back to him and was like, damn, bro, we never read no shit like this. So shout out to him.
Shout out to me, man. Very, very dope.
Shout out to him.
Dope right out of Miami.
And I'm going to say this for the record. Me, you are going to change the landscape of Miami with your writing. And it's documented. A year, 2, 5 years from now, they're going to play this shit from a loudspeaker. People are going to want to be writers, not just to be rappers. They're going to be writers to be authors of shit. To write books and eventually go on to write movies. Because I don't know. No dope writers from Miami. I don't. And I didn't know that write books. Excuse me. That'd be specific. That write books. Because everybody want to be a rapper, but nobody want to be an author.
And with that too, shout out to Me too, man. What's the info for us people that want to purchase his novel?
He has a book that's out right now, Rock Money Moves. You can hit him up. Well, you could go purchase it on Amazon, or if you local here, you know, you'll run into him soon enough. I'm not gonna get him that phone number. Like, call the nigga, just, you know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure if he has like the social media and what.
Yeah, he's getting all of that together. Mm-hmm. But you could go purchase his book. It's called Rock Money Moves. Go get that.
Very dope, right?
Go get that. I'm trying to hurry to pull up his IG right now. If y'all wanna go hit him up, cause
yeah, he's very dope.
I gotta at least pull that up right quick.
And two, also, I feel like that stand on the topic. I feel like Me will play a very important role of the viewpoint of Miami.
Okay, I got his IG. His IG is Meaty, M-E-A-T-Y underscore 252. That's his personal Instagram. Go there, holla at him. He's a family dude. He just happened to write books. And he got a lot of shit, yo. He has a lot of shit. Rock Money Moves, man. Go support. But go ahead.
Nah, I was just going to say, too, and that's another thing, too, with this podcast. If we fuck with it, we fuck with it. No emotions is involved.
Right.
That's another thing. If you fuck with someone, you like something, just give respect where it's due. That's it. Great work is great work. But I feel like Demetrius will play a major role with the voice, because there's still a lot of unheard shit.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Miami, like, we always get the glitz and glamour aspect,
yeah.
And we may get the drop of the other side of the bridge, but I feel like a person like Demetrius, who's sitting in the center
right.
of what needs to be seen
heard.
And
yeah.
I feel like he gonna play a major role in that aspect.
Yes.
So shout out to me, man.
I agree with that. But if you like, also like, just plug in, we ain't even plug our shit now. If you want to get at us, we still getting this shit together. We trying to figure out how we going to put this shit on YouTube. People hear it on YouTube. We trying to get our IG together. But if you want to hit us up, you can email us at FullCircleInTheBlack@gmail.com. That's FullCircleInTheBlack@gmail.com. And ain't no special letters or no shit like that. Underscore your ass. Mm-hmm. Fuck all that. It's FullCircleInTheBlack@gmail.com. Hit us up. Ask us questions or give us topics that you want our opinion on. Facts. That's why we here. Facts. And we trying to eventually get it to the point where we go to different places and just ask people questions. And also, we want to balance it out with humor. Like,
always.
With fucking humor. Because it's a lot of serious shit we're going to talk about, bro. And you might not like the shit.
But it's going to play a line into you. Because you got to find some bright spots in whatever situation may be. Boy, you can't be no asshole all your life.
No, you can't. I mean, you can, but what is it serving?
You ain't gonna sleep well. That's how I feel.
You know what? Yeah. A lot of people that sleep well are assholes, bro. I ain't even gonna try to funnel cake that hoe.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people that are assholes that go to sleep knowing they are assholes and sleep real well.
I just wrote a bar about something playing into that, too.
Hitler went to sleep very well putting them Jews in the oven, bro. Now I know.
I see you.
People look at me like, why you said that?
That's true.
Try y'all say, take, keep it real, bro.
Because I said, what I said in the line, I was like, the judge gave him life and went to bed peacefully. So it's a lot of people, feel me, cold assholes.
Cold.
Cold hearted, period. Cold. That sleep well. So don't get that twisted, bro.
This ain't no fucking utopia. Like, everybody don't deserve you being nice to them. They just don't.
True.
And listen, and another thing. That's what I'm saying. And another thing. I'm going to be snapping on this motherfucker. Listen. The days of respecting your elders just because they old is done.
It's a wrap on that shit.
You have to earn my respect. If you 20, 30, 40 years older than me, I need to know, what did you do with your life aside just being able to stay alive?
Dodging the pressure.
Yeah. What the fuck did you do with your life that I still fucking get young man to got your respect by default? What did you do?
Mm-hmm. And that's not in a disrespectful way. That's an honest question.
It's the honest, what did you do for me to respect you?
Because you can't be trying to put me in place or lace me up with game. And lace me up is, feel me, trying to inform me. But you can't be trying to lace me up with shit. And you ain't never experienced none of this shit that you're trying to tell me about. But just because you older than me, I'm automatically supposed to take that in and run with it. Nah.
And it's experience. I'm older than you, young blood. I got experience.
Yeah, experience is subjective, because what the fuck did you experience for me to have to sit at your feet and learn something?
All you experienced is the bullshit the whole time you was alive. That's the only thing you ass experienced.
That's like why the fuck is black people still marching in 2019 for some shit, man? Cut that shit out. Cut that shit out, bro.
We gonna save that for another episode.
Yeah, we can save it. You know what I'm saying?
But that's true.
Cut that shit out, man. That ain't work for them niggas. That ain't work for those guys. Don't tell them niggas. That ain't work for those guys back then. For the most part, because nothing got done.
Yeah, now back to the... Now I don't want to cut you, but...
Go ahead, bro.
I feel like that plays a line into the common sense. Here you go. They tell you all the time, you can't expect different results doing the same shit. They tell you that all the time. Mm-hmm. But for some odd reason, we just gonna keep on marching and expecting different results.
Okay, now watch this. Let me put some ingredients on that. And I say this shit all the time. Damn, boy. I just drew the blank, because I was going to hit my head.
It's cool.
No, my bad. I got it. People of color, you have to always, and I never heard nobody say this before me, so don't steal my shit. And if you do, give me some fucking credit. Always remember, it took them 400 years and counting, because slavery did not end. People always say that shit, 400 years and then we was free. No, motherfucker, 400 years and counting, because it's still going on. It took them 400 years and counting to get us to where we are now, dealing with each other and them.
It just upgraded the software. That's it.
What David about to say? Do you get mad at the virus, or you get mad at the computer programmer who put the virus in there? Shout out to David Banner, boy.
Big shout out to David
Banner. Shout out to him.
But that's it. Like, that 400 years shit, that shit ain't over. They just upgraded the software.
This whole ghetto shit, listen. That whole ghetto term originated with Jews, and I was saying, you anti-Semitic, get the fuck out of here. You fuck with history.
Mm-hmm.
The term ghetto came from when people were poor or happened to be poor in Germany, and the people who happened to be poor in a specific area were Jewish people, and they called those the ghettos. Long before anybody was saying that shit in this country, I could be wrong, but I'm like, come on, like, do the history behind the shit that we be talking about.
That's why I see it as far as that. A Schindler's List.
I gotta watch that.
You gotta check it out. They were riding through. As a matter of fact, this shit looked like Queensbridge.
Wow.
And they were, the Germans were riding through, and he was telling them, like, yeah, this is ghetto A, this is ghetto B, this is ghetto C. Like, bro, on some real shit, the shit looked just like, as far as on Schindler's List, it looked just like a project in New York.
And it's so many different ways you can go with that. It's not like, with me, you talk about Germany and the history, but ever since I was a kid, I always was fascinated with the swastika. I always was fascinated by how can one man get to have all that power and be able to put the symbol that he had everywhere. And just always that. And then I learned that there's a guy by the name of Wayne Chandler. Shout out to him. He came to Miami years ago, and I had a DVD, but I went through my shit and I lost the shit. He had a DVD that he did a lecture in Miami. It was in the 90s. It was called Early Asia, where he was talking about the group. It was a group of black people that lived in Asia. It's called the Indus Valley people. Long story short, there was a group of black people who didn't believe in violence in any sort. This was prior to Europeans invading that region. And they didn't believe in killing anything. And we're going to get into that on another thing. They didn't believe in killing anything. So anyway, they had symbols. They had a way of life. I mean, these people had swimming pools.
Damn.
10, 20,000 years ago. Yeah. Garbage disposals. 10, 20,000 years ago, bro. Yeah, so when they say nothing new under the sun, it really ain't nothing. Sewage systems, toilets.
20,000 years
ago, bruh. Shit. That technology existed. Don't let these people tell you, that's some bullshit. Look it up before they snatch it off the internet. But one of the symbols that they used was a swastika. Now, Hessenhoff, before Hitler started on his thing that he did, he needed a symbol of power, because symbols speak to your subconscious mind. He needed a symbol of power. He sent his scientist, Hessenhoff, all around the world to look for different symbols that he could use and capitalize off. And he found that symbol. And what he did was, he took that symbol and changed the direction of it. So you take a symbol from a group of people that didn't believe in killing anything.
You might find those people today called the Jane people. They say that's where Martin Luther King got his nonviolent practices from. They're monks. When they walk around, they have a cloth over their face so they don't breathe in any bugs. And when they walk, they sweep the floor so they don't kill no bugs. I'm talking about extreme nonviolence. Anyway, so he took this symbol, changed the direction of it, and put it all over everything. That same symbol could be found in Ethiopia, one of the oldest churches in the world. And the church is, they dug into the ground to make the church. I can pull that shit up right now. So you ain't know that shit.
Oh, God.
And the swastika was in, they got this shit all over Japan. You can find this symbol all over the world. All over the world. Look at the direction that the swastika is spinning when you look at it. Cause they talking to somebody.
Facts.
So cut the bullshit with that shit, man.
Please do.
Go ahead.
I ain't really got no more butter. No more butters.
No, it ain't. It's nothing. It's just that. It's something that I want to just say and just show people, like, yo, it ain't what it look like out here. It's really not.
Nah, you got my mind racing. Now I want to see this church that you was just talking
about. Yeah, we're gonna pull it out after we do this shit. But yeah.
I feel like we covered a lot as far as the introduction. I feel like we're good.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like we always say, just keep your ears open and let your mind breathe to a lot of the shit that we saying. Because it ain't to hurt nobody's feelings. No, it's just a small conversation. That's it.
And I want to say, close the. Oh yeah, I said we want to do this. Listen to the podcast or whatever. If you want to email us at fullcircleintheblack@gmail.com. Email us. Tell us how you think. Tell us if you think this shit whack. Tell us if you need us to shut the fuck up. Tell us if you don't want to hear me. You just want to hear Phil.
Whatever your opinion.
Whatever it is, we're going to take all of that shit. But it ain't going to stop what we're doing. So we're trying to help people with me. Because I can't speak for you. I'm going to speak for me. I'm hoping to capture the attention of people younger than me. And to save them the bullshit that I went through dealing with family, people who call themselves friends, different jobs that I had, different experiences I'm having with money. And that's why I try to, because I'm older than Phil. So whatever I can do to stay him from going through the little bullshit pitfall that's gonna save him $500 to a bad $1,500 by just not doing something. I ain't gonna go that way or this way. Just save people the trouble, yo.
That's it.
And I feel like people got this nasty habit of seeing people going down the wrong road and just letting them go down the wrong road just so they could learn something that you could stop them from doing. Now, if you give a motherfucker, that's different. If you give a motherfucker advice and they don't take it and still go, okay. But if you know you can prevent them from going through that shit, man, pull their ass off to the side. Hey, bro, you don't want to fuck with that hoe.
Nah, you feeding them that knowledge and they shunning your shit.
Go ahead.
Hey,
it's on you at that point.
You covered your part.
You can't fault me, though.
But. Exactly. But I feel like, and nothing been too far as the contacting us. Social medias are coming. Like I'm saying, we just starting, getting everything in order. But that plays back to what we were saying earlier. It's all about taking that first step. I feel like this was a nice first step to get the ball rolling on the podcast.
Yes, sir.
Social medias are coming, Instagram, Facebook. But yeah, I feel like that was a nice little introduction.
Yeah, it's a long introduction, dog. Yeah, but
even if you don't make it through the whole
thing,
time frame, I feel like we've been covered.
A lot, like what we stand for. We're gonna evolve. And one last thing, what David Banner said: if you're learning, you're supposed to contradict yourself. If you don't contradict yourself, that means you didn't learn shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
gotcha. Gotcha.
And that's not like a, he's giving himself a trap door. No, bitch, I'm always learning shit. Like, that's what it is.
That's
like,
I want the game.
And honor, another thing, honor comes before humility. And I'm willing to humiliate myself out of ignorance because I don't know. But I'm willing to learn.
Now you gotta be saying some old dumbass shit. Somebody need to email and tell them woo.
That's fine.
Email me and I'm gonna say, man, a listener said I had a comment on da da da. I need to rectify that shit because nobody want to sound ignorant.
Nobody's perfect.
Not on purpose.
Nobody's perfect, man.
But man, that's pretty much it, yo.
Yeah, I'm your boy Snap City Philly.
And this is Sage, a.k.a. I ain't gonna tell you shit, a.k.a. the Black Tyler Durden.
It's the Full Circle Podcast, man. Stay tuned.
Full Circle in the Black.
In the Black Podcast, my bad.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Play this shit for your nieces and nephews. You want to play it for people older? Go ahead, but this is for the nieces and nephews of the world.
I think we're going to close it with that one.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate you.
Easy.
Yeah.